Hello.
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support. Did you request a call back?
Customer support, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was for a skid.
For a who? I'm sorry.
Was a skid of stuff that was electronics, a pallet that was ordered.
Okay, so you have an account with us?
My wife is sitting right here. She ordered it, and it was supposed to have been here yesterday. She ordered it the 19th. It was supposed to have been here yesterday. It didn't show up, and it ain't been here today either. Tuesday,
Okay.
it was supposed to be here.
Okay, I'll be happy to look into that for you all. May I have your zip code and the name on the account, please?
It'd be Amber Dunaway. That's D as in dog, Enaway. And you need the zip code,
Yes, please.
46 46 552.
Okay, thank you for that. Right, just allow me a couple seconds here to locate the order. Okay, and just for security purposes of the account, can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Yeah, 8401 East State Road 2, New Carlisle, Indiana, 46552.
Okay, thank you for that. So let me get into the account and I can check on that for you. It's just loading up right now.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I do see that there was a contest entry to win a pallet that was submitted on the 18th of November for
She said that
$5.
was, she put, what did you pay? Seven? $7.95.
I'm showing this account that I've located here was a contest entry to win a pallet, and that was $5.74 to enter into the contest.
She's showing that you entered into a contest for $5.97 or something like that, and it was for a contest to win a pallet.
No, I paid for a pallet. It's on my card.
Right. Well, she said that. That's
okay,
what.
So what do I got to do to prove that? Wrong.
Do you have that number? The
of course,
order number?
yeah. I have the order number.
Yeah, but she has an order number.
All of that.
Yeah, well, I have an order number on the account as well, but this just says that that was a contest entry. It was a sweepstakes entry to win the pallet. It doesn't say that anything has been shipped.
Okay. Well, didn't you have an email that said it was would be arriving on
1:30, and then they sent another one.
Yeah.
Here at 3:30.
Yeah, there's supposed to have been a pallet here at 1:30, and then 3:30 on Tuesday. That's
okay.
The email she received.
Who did that email come from?
Who did that email come from? She's grabbing her phone right now. Send your emails, right? You're in your text or you're in your. Okay.
I won't open that because I don't want a virus on my phone. Don't open
it. We got to open it. This is your.
If you give me a virus on my phone, I'm going to come after you.
This is, it has a phone number on here, 855-1800-05428. It says Amber Dunaway package delivery tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. and it has a little like a browser thing that you can click on the link.
ETEN.info/ZHZ, lowercase c, capital case, case b, lowercase p.
Okay. Did you guys call the number that was in that email?
This, where'd you get this number from that we just called?
Say on Facebook.
This is the phone number you gave me today that I talked to was off of Facebook. Yeah.
I would recommend to contact the phone number that's in that email because it's not displaying anything on our end saying that there was any tracking that was sent, and it would show us on our end if there were. But perhaps that may be a complete different company. I'm not really sure. I would just suggest to call that 800 number in that email to see what that's referencing.
Right, right. Okay. All righty.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support, sir. You have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye.